Hey, Garrett.
Yes, Belka.
I don't have a thing for the movie this week, but how are you feeling today?
You know, I'm feeling slightly stressed, but this beer's really taking the edge off. And despite being dressed like a jackass, I've never loved myself more.
Self-love's overrated. Alcohol solves all your problems. Hi, I'm Belka.
And I'm a jackass.
Welcome to the Bromance Podcast. That's two dudes talking about romantic comedies because love is dead, moves are real, and island vacations won't fix your marriage. This week, we're talking about the 2009 rom-com featuring Malin Ackerman, Vince Vaughn, et al., Couples Retreat. And joining us on the line this week is a close friend, confidant, actor, writer, quote-unquote LA creative. Please welcome to the stage.
This fucking guy.
Please welcome to the stage. Unquote. Quincy, how you doing?
I'm chilling, man. Fuck you, dude.
you said before, he's like, I don't know, you'll think of a third thing, you're witty, and then immediately I had some. I apologize for disparaging your craft, though.
It's all good, man. Mm-hmm. It's true until it's not.
Yeah, you know? Well, I'm out here slaving for the man. You're making reasons that people want to be alive, you know?
Yeah.
So how do you feel about Couples Retreat? Don't think too deep. How do you feel?
How do I feel? No, I hate this movie so much. I hate it so much that I forget it every time I watch it.
You've seen it twice now.
I've seen it technically three times. It's actually right here on my monitor.
Wait, did you buy it at this point?
No, I bootlegged that hoe. There's no way I'm giving them any more money.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll get more into the reasons why you hated it. First, the background. This was directed by Peter Billingsley, who, according to Wikipedia, he's that little motherfucker from A Christmas Story.
Really?
Yeah, good for him.
He's the director of this?
Yeah. Yeah, he's little Ralphie.
He really peaked young, didn't he?
I mean, he made it out of child stardom without getting addicted to heroin, so that's a plus.
I think heroin would have helped this movie a little bit.
For us or for them?
No one wants sober jazz. No one wants this movie to have ever been made. Same.
No one wants sober jazz. Is that a thing people say?
Yeah, everyone's better when they were high. The second they get clean, it sucks.
Fuck.
I mean, it's great for their lives, but like, think about like this is a horrible example because he's just gotten corny, but like a drug-free Eminem.
Nah.
I'm 45. My mom sucks. That's an awfully weird beard or whatever the hell. It's just like, that's an awfully hot coffee pot. Like, it's just, he's so sober. Those bars are sober bars.
Quincy, how do you feel about Eminem showing up for the Super Bowl halftime show?
I don't know, man. They got to
don't shrug on a podcast.
they got to give the white people something. Listen, yeah. That's why he's there.
Kansas City gonna go crazy.
They're gonna be turning up. Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, I love early Eminem. When he was Slim Shady, he was fun. Or not fun. He was scary.
He was unhappy and high. Now he's happy and he's sober and he's trying to pretend like he has a chip on his shoulder. But that chip is made out of so much money it hurts to stand, and so it sounds like trash.
Really, it seems like it's about Dr. Dre and friends. It's looking at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's the theme. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But is he tight with Mary J. Blige?
Dr. Dre?
Yeah. Did they do stuff?
I'm sure. You know what? I think Mary J. Blige is on Good Kid, Mad City, Now or Never.
Yes.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
So yeah, this movie. Couples Retreat. We like tangents. It's our main thing. Little boy from Christmas Story directed it. Vince Vaughn, Jason Bateman, John Favreau, Faison Love, Kristen Davis, aka Charlotte from Sex and the City, Malin Ackerman, and Kristen Bell are the people that matter. That's the actors. Cool. And it's about couples on a retreat. Quincy, how's this movie start?
How does this movie start? With like the most mid-2000s montage, I guess. Can I say mid-2000s? I don't know. It's weird. Like, we're in, like, the 2020s. Mid-2000s montage of just, like, couples and love and happiness with, like a YMCA song or something. It's, like, I don't know.
Was it the Village People?
Was it the... I don't know.
It can't be, but it was YMCA-esque in tone.
Very YMCA-esque. And then it opens with, like a nice little, like, you know, it's like a pan over to Vince Vaughn in bed with like a very chipper, you know, this is a family movie and you're going to know that it's a family movie, you know, you know, jingle as he wakes up, you know, in the morning, and then boom, his kid, I peed the bed.
Get on my bed.
Hijinks. It's funny. Kids do things like pee in beds. Fuck. God.
I didn't think that was going to be the problem with this movie. It's like, I hate this suburban ass family.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah. Why isn't my kid up reading New Yorker comics and chuckling lightly and and the other one playing the cello? And then so the guy, Garrett, Quincy, you don't know. We did this game.
Oh, fuck.
It's called What's That Name? And Garrett, because he never remembers a single character. We could watch Damn Steve's Life Sucks. And I'll be like, Garrett, what's the main character's name? And he'll think about it. And so we do that every episode. Mm-hmm. And so Vince Vaughn, he's married to Malin Ackerman. His mm-hmm. kid just pissed the bed. And he's a dealer for Guitar Hero?
Yeah. Mm.
All right. So what's his character's name?
Fuck. It's because here's my problem with what's that name is when it's someone that's like famous enough where they're normally just known by their actual name. It's hard to remember their actual name because it's just like, oh, that's Vince Vaughn. Mm. He's doing the Vince Vaughn thing he does in every fucking movie. He was good in Wedding Crashers and hasn't been good one fucking time since. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's like a one syllable, like largely Caucasian name of just fucking Chuck. Suburb dad. Yeah, it's one of those. It's like a Chuck, a Dale, a Vince, that's Rick,
a Mike.
It's probably like a chain, just of
scattershotting like white man names.
Yeah. Oh, hang on, we're gonna get there. Let's do this together. Everyone, put your foreheads together.
I'm looking at Wikipedia.
What's like a chain of restaurants?
Is it Dave?
That, like, are shitty and white people would fuck Dave and Buster's. Yep, it's that.
It's Dave.
Is this Dave? Oh shit! Wow, I literally just threw one out there. I did not even remember.
From the top rope.
Wine palace.
We have fun. We like to have fun. And so yeah. Dave is married to is it Malin or Malin Ackerman?
No idea.
Okay. No idea. She played a Silk Spectre or whatever in the Watchmen movie that nobody liked, but I liked it because it had boobs and I was 14. And so they have the two kids and whatever. They have stress and they're redecorating their house. Meanwhile, Jason Bateman is with Kristen Bell. I don't know if I can test on all these. These are hard.
He's playing Marty Bird, which is the same. This is just Jason Bateman.
Yeah, he's playing Jason Bateman. Kristen Bell's not playing Kristen Bell, though. This is not what you would imagine when you think her. Especially because... Yeah, Quincy, what's your main Kristen Bell cultural touch point?
I'm just going to keep it up being with you. I think I touch, you know, Gen Z a little more than the millennial half of me. So I don't have a Kristen Bell touch point. I don't really have a touch point for most of these people. But, you know, we're here. I'm trying to think. Was she in a TV? If I say she was in a TV show or a movie, it doesn't matter because I'm not saying what it was. So, I don't have.
You know everybody. She did Veronica Mars, and then she did. Okay, I didn't watch Veronica Mars, but people liked it. It was a cult hit.
What is? Okay, continue.
But the one that people actually know, The Good Place.
Oh.
I've seen those billboards. Is that still on
TV? It's good. It ended. It was really good.
I think it's true.
Shut up. It's good. Watch it. Although I started Squid Game, everyone be happy.
Is Squid Game good?
Correct.
Yep.
But okay. Should I watch it with the subtitles or should I do it with the dub? This is a dub v subs. Subs. Okay.
We're subs people.
The only thing is, one of my good friends speaks like fluent Korean and he's just like, this shit is the translation is so bad. Like, there's like one of the scenes, he was just taking shots. He's like, literally, what they just said is like, don't go. When the actual what they said in Korean is more akin to like, you are a worthless bag of dog shit, and if you leave, I'll kill you. And it's just like, they just went with like, he's like, the language is so depressing, but they've just like capsized it in like the general concept as opposed to like what mm-hmm. they're literally saying, because it sounds too poetic. But anyway.
I mean, you used to speak Korean, so you should tap in.
When I was five,
he
for
had
like a year.
Korean foreign exchange students when he was a small child and it really imprinted, so he spoke. Yeah. Decent Korean as a small infant, but he lost it all.
Shout out Jimmy. Big ups, Jimmy, you know?
Yeah.
Yo.
There's just me, like, video of me just playing, like, card games, just speaking, like, conversational Korean, and then that shit went right out the window.
What happened?
I just never used it again. And also, it's just, like, I can't even remember the character names of a movie I just got done watching. I watched it the first time, and I went, I don't remember this fucking movie at all. I just purged myself of it. So before this, I'd watch it entirely again. And as every minute ticks by, I forget another plot point. Yep. I'm trying to protect myself.
Sure, that's what it is. It's his defense mechanism.
Yeah, it is. Honestly, we're trauma bonded.
100%.
There you go. And so the all that nonsense side, we made it like 5 minutes into the film, so I'll pick it up. Okay. Jason Bateman and Kristen Bell, they're both type A and they both wear glasses and they love PowerPoints and they're trying to conceive a child and that's not really panning out. Then the third couple, you got Jon Favreau and Charlotte from Sex and the City, and they fucking hate each other. But they have a daughter who's about to go to Stanford. So like, yo, let's just stick it out till she goes off to school. Then we can get divorced. But I hate you. I hate you. And then lastly, Faison Love is dating a 20-year-old. And this motherfucker's like 38.
How he pulled her, I don't understand.
He's trying to buy a motorcycle,
man.
Is that how he got her? Is that how he's trying to keep her?
I think, you know, when you hit that midlife crisis and you start doing reckless things, you feel me? Like, that's in the middle of one of those reckless things is probably where, you know, where he met Trudy. I don't know.
That's Garrett in a couple of years.
Wow, man.
Dang.
It's fucked up, man.
30s right around the corner.
It's in 6 months and I don't feel good about it.
Yeah. I don't feel good about it.
RIP, man. I know. But one day, the only thing that keeps you warm at night is that in a couple of years, you're going to be 29. You're going to be looking down the barrel at this gun. And I'll be like fucking, what, 32? Just sitting back being like, can't wait.
I remember the Bush administration.
Fickling in. Yep, exactly.
Hey, I should not be here.
Yeah. Wait, Quincy, how old are you now?
I am 24.
Fuck. I remember youth.
A lot of time comes for us all, you know? Enjoy it.
Whatever.
Silver spoon comes quick, man.
You know, my birthday is in like 2.5 weeks. So.
That's true.
Oh, you're going to be 25.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right in the middle. Still, you know, then, right in the middle.
Just like y'all.
Then 30 is closer than 20.
Crotchety.
And then like you'll see like athletes and like, fuck, you're younger than me.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know all this new hip hop. Yeah.
People are going to start retiring from the NFL and be like, oh, he's 33. And I'll be like, fuck.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the CTE. You see,
yeah, but to then Tom Brady will be 56, and I'll be like, still give me hope.
You have a
Cialis for daily use, baby.
Cialis for daily use. Fine. So these are the couples. Faison Love is fucking a young person. Vince Vaughn is with Malin Ackerman. Jason Bateman's with Kristen Bell. Charlotte from Sex and the City. Kristen Davis is her real name. Is with Jon fucking Favreau. And those are the couples. It's some kid's birthday party because these are adults. And Jason Bateman and Kristen Bell, like, hey, we have a PowerPoint for y'all. Headline, we want to get fucking divorced. Is this what you tell your friends?
And also, it's kind of selfish. It's like, hey, we want to get divorced. So can you all put your lives on ice so that we can go on a retreat to save our marriage? And I know this is mad inconvenient for all of you, but it's about us, not about you. Stop being selfish.
We got a sale. It's not. Mm-hmm. This is a deal.
Groupon.
Groupon. We're going to Sandals, Jamaica. Baby,
yeah, that's really the only reason they had to pull them into this. Like, oh, this couple's retreat is hella expensive. We do have a Groupon. We need like three other couples. Can y'all come? And so Vince Vaughn and that, fine. It doesn't matter. They go because fucking of course they go. It's called couples retreat. If there's a left turn here, then what's this movie? So the retreat is split between, excuse me, Eden East. Yo, young people, come. Pop Molly and fuck. And then Eden West. That was the gist of Eden East, wasn't it, Quincy?
Yo, hey, it was, but goddamn. Like, you just hit that fuck just hella hard.
That's an aggressive ass fuck. That F hit different.
You get off the plane, they hand you lube, some drugs. They don't even tell you which, just a fucking grab bag. Yeah, and a lay. Because it's an island.
I would argue that even without any entertainment, if they had had that strategy for Fire Festival, it would have gotten better reviews. Mm. Here's lube 100%. And MDMA. You have huts during a hurricane. Figure it out.
Water.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't need that. You're too high for water. You got lube. Drink the lube. If you're thirsty, do what you got to do.
You know, with all the shitty hour-long network dramas get greenlit, that about nothing. I'd love to see Fire Festival alternate universe where it's like, we're going fucking Lord of the Flies here. We're stuck on this island. There's no mystery around it. It's about how the true monster is man. And we have a conch and a kid gets trampled, all that shit.
Is the show Lost?
No, because Lost is about the mystic bullshit. I'm saying all about the island and how we are our own worst enemy.
Quincy, isn't Lost a metaphor for that?
They were all in purgatory or some bullshit. You know, they lost the thread there.
Yeah. It was the thing we all saw coming, and they're like, no, it won't be that. And then it was that. We all went, we told you it was that.
Garrett's older, so he remembers, like, is that what people thought?
Yeah, everyone was like, by like season four, it's like, this shit's going to be purgatory. Watch, this is dumb. And then they're like, it's not going to be purgatory. And then season five came out and they're like, this shit's looking like purgatory. And they're like, no, it's not going to be purgatory. And then season six came out and they're like, fuck.
You called us. You got me. Yep. Surprise.
That's why I was like, dude, Breaking Bad gave me so much anxiety because I was like, you at some point have to write yourself into a corner. And they didn't have a plan. They literally were just making it up as they went along. And they fucking stuck that landing. Fuck.
Shout out Vince Gilligan.
Nope.
I didn't watch either of those shows.
You didn't watch Breaking Bad?
Or Lost.
Oh, you got to do that one.
Lost, no, fine. Lost away. It's too late.
That's fucking fine.
Yeah. Breaking Bad. That's a spicy meat to ball.
Spicy meat, but that's the gabagool.
This is a gabagool. Yeah. He knows what I'm about.
Cured Italian meats.
I'm a prep. Yeah, that shit's going to kill me. Heart disease.
If you're saying that now, I think you have a serious problem.
I just have a lot of foresight is what I got, you know. I'm like fucking,
you're just going to be pounding salami and just.
It's really capicola. Good.
Bro, it's salty meat. Like, eat a chicken breast, bro. Like,
Quincy's like, this is very easily avoidable, Boca. Why are you acting like it's done? And I'm like, but it's good.
Like, it's not cigarettes, bro. It's lunch meat.
Hey, I don't smoke cigarettes, so I'm breaking even.
Also, all Italians, I'm sorry if I'm calling, you know, your ancestral foods lunch meat, but for the sake of my friend, I'm just...
I mean, you can eat it at lunch. Feel
like if you're actually in Italy, it's like thinly sliced great meats and cheeses with like tomato and sauces. If you're in America, it's like deep dish DiGiorno's to the dome. Like, it's like, it's ours. Ours is a version that's like, as how much MSG can we possibly put in this before Boca dies? Okay, dial it back 10. Okay, eat this 3 meals a day.
Yeah. Quincy sent me this great video. It was this guy, he made the brajol, but he did with some broccoli raab, you know, roll that shit up. And then, like, you know, for the gravy, for the sauce, he's using some injuda on that. It's a little bit of how you doing, just scraping the side with the bread. Put that in the hero with the brajol and the gravy. And it was a maron. It was beautiful. It was a wonderful thing.
I sent you that video because I couldn't understand it. So... I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Did you say I put it on Twitter? It did good numbers. Yeah.
I didn't see that tweet.
I need to give you the credit. I'll go back later. We need the movie, the fucking movie.
This movie is not good. Fuck this movie. We're shooting the shit. We're going to take a lot of tangents. They go to an island. They have marital issues. Fuck this movie. And then some shit happens and it's over.
Fine. Also, it's racist as fuck. I just want to say, hey, John Favreau, I love you, dog, but you was spicy in this film, bro. You was spicy with it, especially talking about, you know, you don't want your daughter around those boys who sag their pants. We see you.
Mm.
We see you with the coded language, my brother.
John Favreau said hoodlums. He's like, what do you mean by this? Yeah.
Because you're in Chicago.
Mm.
Y'all are in Chicago. Vince Vaughn is strapped. I know where in Chicago you are.
Yeah, it was fucked, yo. Vince Vaughn has a wild line later. I'm surprised everyone didn't jump on him after the shark bullshit at the dinner.
What was that line?
It was like, so he gets scraped after climbing up a thing. What? This movie doesn't matter. Everyone listening, who's wondering why I'm talking about it. So, he's like, you know, I don't need to sit here and take it from some white and black trash. It's like everyone at the table should have been like. We are unified. They tied their bandanas together and said, kill Vince Vaughn. So you called us black trash. Hella racist. You called all of us white trash. Like,
bitch, by the way, you just made up this phrase for this moment. Like, you like invented a new racist phrase that you could just throw in there to spice it up.
Yeah. It's like, because white trash, a thing. Black trash, you don't hear that of the many slurs we receive. And so he's like, you know what? I got a new one.
It's like, yo, like this, there's only two black people in this movie, probably in the whole production process. And you just take the opportunities you can to take pot shots. Crazy. But I also think this movie was just a fake attempt to get everybody a vacation. Cause I feel like they improv the whole thing.
They Adam Sandler this shit.
Oh yeah.
They filmed this in Bora Bora. So that's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a fun time. You know, it's like,
this was like a mortgage payment. It was like, hey, you know, it'd be great if we all paid our mortgages in Bora Bora. How do we do that? It's like, we're all couples. Somebody's fucking somebody. Somebody had a kid and they're not talking about it. Another couple's failing. And then like just some racist shit. And then we'll all go to Bora Bora. We'll pimp ourselves out for some easy cash and then we'll go home.
Yeah. And all the other couples in the movie, aside from Jason Bateman and Kristen Bell, they just wanted to do the fun stuff on the island. But it's like, nope,
yeah.
You have to do the therapy shit too and all the couple shit that nobody wants to. Because one couple's already resigned to be on divorce. The other couple thinks they're fine. Slash, it was in time was like, oh, therapy, yuck. Whereas now everyone's like, man, my therapist's like this, but my therapist's like that. It's fine.
My therapist could fight your therapist.
My therapist could fight. Yeah. Shout out Courtney. And so we 6 a.m. It had to be at 6 a.m. too. Why do you gotta do therapy at 6 a.m.? Couples therapy. We got Ken Jeong cameo.
Mm-hmm.
We like him.
Goat.
Yeah.
Honestly, legendary.
And that other motherfucker who's doing Vince Vaughn's therapy, who you see in everything.
But you don't know his name.
He's a that guy. He's a big that guy. I can pull it up as we continue, but yeah.
Who is that guy?
No, I mean, Pat, you'll handle the ball for a little bit while I'm off on the side figuring out who he is. Garrett, talk us through.
Okay, so the general premise for these therapy sessions is they're just supposed to help the primary couple that like is the whole reason why we're going on this vacation from like actually getting a real ass divorce. But then while they're doing this, it's like all of the other couples that like honestly were just there to ride a jet ski and fuck around. There's like, so how does this make you feel? And I'm like, well, we're really here to just get the jets. It's like, you know what this is? This is an emotional timeshare pitch that they're all thinking they're going to sit through. It won't matter anything. And they'll go ride a jet ski. And then slowly but surely, they're like, actually, pretty quickly, really. They're like, oh, fuck, I might hate my spouse. Let's picket some shit until I want to fucking kill you. And Bucket, do you got it yet or what?
Yes. The name of the therapist who everyone's like, that's a that guy. I'm going to say it slow so everyone can Google and then be like, oh. All right. His name is John Michael Higgins. He was in Pitch Perfect, Best in Show, Fired Up, A Mighty Wind, some voice work on Big Hero 6. Say, oh, the Saved by the Bell TV show that Mariah's on, Quincy. He's the principal.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he's like discount Patton Oswalt.
He's got a different build.
He does. His head is a little rounder.
You're thinking Patton Oswalt because he's the principal on the other high school set show, AP Bio. And that one's really good. It's on NBC.
That's not why I'm thinking of Patton
Oswalt. Okay. Don't put that in on me.
Is AP Bio the new show?
It's not new, but it's good. It was like they got the motherfucker from It's Always Sunny.
Topher Grace is on there, right?
Ooh, if he is. Then, no, that's Home Ec. That's on ABC.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about no
home. I don't even have cable.
This just sounds so boomery right now. Like, it's just like, we're just listing shit that comes on before CSI Miami, and then CSI Denver, and then CSI Colorado, and then CSI CSI. And
there's
CSI
a new CSI. There's CSI Vegas. For fuck's
sake, I'm going to jump off a bridge.
I can believe Yo, CSI
they,
Vegas.
The same year they cancel Cops, they're like, fuck, we used to have Cops in Vegas. What do? Narrative storytelling. Let's bring it back, baby. Those ad checks are coming in.
Okay, all the NCISs, I'm like, there's not this much crime in the Navy. But CSI Las Vegas, yeah, you're going to be busy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hooker murder.
Is Cube in it? Is he still surprised and shocked that people do bad things?
Wait. You're thinking Ice-T and you're thinking Law and Order.
Fuck, you are right.
Wow.
Dang.
I don't watch these shows.
Wow. I can't believe we caught you lacking. You're a racist.
Okay.
I don't watch this shit. I just knew someone with ice was in it. That's all I knew. It was an ice. That's the only person on the show that I know.
We will talk about this later, Garrett.
That's crazy.
This is his nightmare. And so therapy, 8 a.m. And everyone's like, hey, you think your relationship's happy? It's not. And Vince Vaughn, of course, doesn't want to hear it. And then the other couples, Charlotte from Sex and the City and Jon Favreau, they're like, we're not going to engage with this. We know we want to get a divorce. Faye's on Love. He's just out there complaining about his ex-wife. Which, fine, he's still got to work through that. But his 20-year-old new girlfriend's like, I got to listen about this bitch all the time. Stop talking about your ex with me. I don't want to hear it. And yeah, and then they go on the beach and get naked a little bit.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That was like, this movie's a little bit horny.
See, my part of my thing
is it though,
and it's not. It's not a horny movie. No, it's what this movie is doing is it's playing things for gags and then not actually finishing the joke every single time. Every single time. There's no through line in this movie. It's just like, here's a thing that could be funny, you know, for like a dumb 42-year-old man in Ohio. I don't know. Sorry, 42-year-old men in Ohio, but your state does.
Minnesota, okay? Let he without sin.
Hey, we burnt down precincts, you feel me? Don't talk about Minnesota no more. We gave you Prince. We gave you, you know, some decent runs with the Timberwolves. Okay. We gave y'all Malto Meal cereal.
Oh.
General Mills
cereal. Why do you know that?
I'm from the fucking land, bro. What the fuck?
Okay? Talk your shit.
Get off my case, bro. We gave y'all Spooky Black, aka Corbin. What is you talking about?
Okay. What
is you talking about? We gave y'all me.
We gave y'all me.
Ooh. Okay.
Anyways, 42-year-old men in Ohio. A great
example of that is like they go to like, I don't know even where we are in the movie,
the
but
sharks?
I don't care at this point.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever, fuck it. So at some point in the movie, they're like, oh, his girl runs off and goes to like the east side of the island where everyone's fucking and they call it Fuck Island. And he's like, I don't want my girl at Fuck Island. And so they're like,
understandable.
We should all take a boat, a rowboat to Fuck Island. And then we'll pull up on the shore and like sneak in and like may or may not fuck some bitches. Or at least that was
depending on who. John Favreau.
Yeah, John Favreau's character is like trying to cheat on his wife every second he gets. And so it's like, oh, there's lightning and a storm. Oh, they tipped over in their boats. What great comedy. And then it just skips to them being on the shore. And I'm like, what's the point of any of that? Like, you could have just walked. It would have been the exact same experience.
And they
like this movie just sets up multiple like physical ways of getting physical comedy in the movie. And then once someone like falls off a boat, they're like, that was the punchline. Keep it moving. And you're like, That was it. The whole scene was to watch Vince Vaughn fall off a fucking, you know, rowboat. This is what we're here for.
Well, bad stand up.
With the boat shit though, that was, you know, Jason Bateman and Kristen Bell's couple. They're like, we're both hyper analytical. We're only fucking when I'm ovulating because we're really just focused on having a baby. It lacks intimacy. It lacks feeling. It's all logic. It's Joan from Girlfriends. It's Blossom from the Powerpuff Girls. It's the Donatello from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And so it's a thunder fucking storm and they're rowing on a boat and Jason Bateman's getting on Kristen Bell's ass. She says, fuck this, I'm swimming to shore. And then John Favreau calls out later, is like, your wife would rather jump out into shark infested waters during a thunderstorm and swim a long distance swim thingy than be in a boat with your needle dicking, nitpicking ass. And I was like, ooh. But we skipped the shark shit. The shark shit I thought was a little funny.
I mean, he gets like nibbled on. And
he's going to die.
But he didn't, though.
Should he have died?
The rest of the movie is just like, I got bit by a shark. No one else got bit by a shark. I'm still emotionally traumatized by this. And you're like, yeah, but like you didn't, though. And it's funny. So, yes, I did. How many people have gotten bit by a shark? They're like, well, I haven't been bit by a shark, but I like got in a car accident. And like, I get that things can be traumatic and you kind of, you know, move on. So I've been in a car accident too, I've been just bit by a shark. Who's been bit by a shark? And it's just like, are we still on? It was like, you know what it was? This movie does a lot of bad Seinfeld where it's like they get hung up on sentences. And Seinfeld used to be really good at like running with something until they beat it in the ground, but it's so beaten in the ground that you're like actually laughing at it. This movie is just, like has one joke and 8 minutes later you're like, fuck, we're still doing this. We're still on the shark thing, and I am wasting seconds of my life I may never get back.
We'll never get back because you gave it to the movie.
Yeah.
Garrett picked this
and
movie.
You and I gave it to this movie multiple times. There are multiple hours of six hours of our life
gone.
We'll never get back.
Wasted.
Garrett, where were you watching this?
Were you scrolling? Because I was scrolling a smidge.
Sorry, Garrett. Quincy, were you watching? Were you just scrolling through Instagram and Twitter?
Oh yeah, no. The first time I watched it, I was fully like giving it all my attention. Second time I was watching it, I was cleaning my room just because I was like, there's no way I can like sit down and not do something productive because this is like, it's so much of a waste of time that it's like, I don't know how you can like my brain is like, theoretically, this is like a negative waste of time, but not in the sense that it's like, it's not a waste of time, but in the sense that it's like beyond the spectrum of negative, right? It's like so much of a waste of time that it's like a singularity of a waste of time, right? So I have to do something to offset that waste of time by cleaning, right? And then the third time I was like, you know, working on like job applications or something. So it's like, and scrolling, there's no way. It's like, cause honestly, after you watch it the first time, it's so mind-numbingly simple too, that like you don't need to pay attention to it to know what's happening. Like,
this movie's like a bad episode of Ridiculousness where you're just like, I'll fold laundry, I guess this is on, I'll watch people get hit in the nuts, what, and the I'll vaguely pay attention at the corner of my eye.
We can do 5 minutes on Ridiculousness and then we'll cut to break. What the fuck, MTV, that's all you got? Like, you've seen Quincy, I know you've seen the tweets where it's like, yo, Ridiculousness is on for 20 hours out of a 24-hour day.
Yes. Yes.
Please show us a music video. I'm begging you. Like, even if there's not
watch that shit.
Oh my, it's absurd.
You need something to fold laundry to. And if a song isn't the song you want to hear that interim, you'll go ahead and flip the channel. But people getting hit in the nuts, you're like, I'll sit through some ads. And they're like, oh, we love print and paper.
Ever since Vivo came to power on YouTube. MTV has had no reason to post a single music video.
They lost the M.
They did. It's just TV.
Yeah.
It's like the end of G4 or Tech TV or whatever. It was just episode reruns of Cops in between Attack of the Show.
Yeah.
That's MTV.
Well, G4 is coming back in some sort of way. So
really? They're reanimating that corpse? Didn't it become like the Esquire network?
They're probably owned by a larger international conglomeration, probably with a Koch brother at the end of all of it, but they got most of us. Actually, this podcast, I found out, we're owned by the Koch brothers.
Hey, yeah,
it's weird. It's weird.
Huh?
I'm kidding. I saw the concern on your face. I promise we didn't sell it. Well, then again, we're hosts on Anchor. Anchor is a Spotify thing. Who owns Spotify? But they're like from like Sweden or something, so we're probably okay.
Yeah. Sweden's never done anything wrong.
No.
Yeah,
I'll tell you about that when we come back from this commercial break. And we're back. During the intermission, I told Garrett all what's wrong about Sweden, and we figured out where the hell we are in this movie. We haven't talked about horny, ripped musk yoga instructor, and then we can like skip to the climax or whatever. That's why I said this movie's horny. This guy was just like, I'm going to use my yoga to be all up in everyone's groin. Somebody throw a flag.
See, but... No, go ahead.
No, he does fuck everyone's wife. Well, he dry humps everyone's wife.
Absolutely. But it's also like, he kind of dry humps everybody. It feels like it's played more for a joke than like, it's like, it's not like a shot. Like, it's like, ooh, like, this is like, you know, steamy. It's like, oh, this is just a crazy Fabio guy that all the wives want to do things to and with.
Especially Charlotte from Sex and the City.
She wildin'. Absolutely wildin', whole movie.
Yes. And it's like, on one hand, I hate cuckoldry. The other hand, Charlotte's my favorite from Sex and the City, having only seen the movie. Everyone who's watched the show hates Charlotte, but I haven't watched the show. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, let's see what she's finna get into. It essentially stops there, but a lot of downward dog and, oh no, let me help you. I've seen that intro. I know how this turns out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not stuck in that dryer, huh, Bucca?
No. It's like, step bro, what are you doing? Type beat.
There you go.
And all right, sharks.
Ooh. Also, the other thing why this movie's just die on the this movie's not horny hill. It's like, even the guy they got is gonna be mad sus, but like, he just has the face of like mid-level manager at like Verizon, and then he just like did P90X for this role. Like, it's like he's not even looking. He's just like, they oiled him up. He ate a bunch of salads and did crunches for fucking 90 days, and they're like, I guess this is our guy. And then just like, it's all, I work at the Verizon store from the neck up.
He was in shape. I don't know his 23andMe. His real name is Carlos Ponce. Okay, he's from Puerto Rico, so he's got something going. He's just he's white, but not boring white. It's a gradient. And and he's trying to fuck he's really trying to fuck Charlotte from Sex and the City. And was he trying to fuck Trudy? Not really.
Well, remember, because the second time they encounter him, when they talk about like that time of going to the waterfall, mm-hmm. Trudy already on the island.
Yes. So Trudy's gone. Yeah, I didn't like, frankly, I didn't like Trudy. I didn't give her any favors, but I didn't like her.
It's like, yeah, that's just the case where it's just like, I have beef with the writer, the director.
Like, what are you giving her to say? Exactly. Just yelling in public and being out of pocket and being like, I don't eat seafood. Which also is like, now not even a stereotype. Niggas love seafood.
Absolutely. Will die for some crab legs, bro.
Oh my God. Remember when Jameis Winston stole crab legs?
Comedy.
They talked about it for like 3 months too. It was like, we can't draft him. He stole crab legs. It's like, it's like, I'd be more worried about the fact that he has a bakery where all he serves is turnovers to the defense. That's the problem that I have with him.
I mean, how many other players in the draft were at least accused of sexual assault? But it's like, but this motherfucker stole crab legs. And that's the real deal breaker in the NFL. Who doesn't like a crab boil? Garrett, do you eat crab?
I love crab. Crab, lobster. The only problem that I had is I went to a, what are the little dudes that look like crawfish?
Yeah, depending.
So it's a crawfish boil, and by like the eighth one, I'm like, I'm committing genocide. This is something wrong. You're just ripping their fucking ass out. You're eating their organs. You're ripping their lungs out. You're sucking that shit down with butter. You're ripping their arms out. You're eating their little hands. You're like,
you're eating the hands?
His head off. I ate his head off. His fucking little claws.
Some people eat the head, phrasing, and other.
I can't eat that much shellfish ass consecutively.
I mean, yeah, I think I went to a boil with my dad. He's like, yeah, just eat the whole damn thing. And I was like, you grew up in bougie. I'm not like you, dad.
Eat the whole thing. Well,
people eat brains all the time.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like nuts.
Whoa. Like, oh, yeah, there's Rocky Mountain oyster rice.
That shit's a thing.
Yeah. Well, it's so unnecessary.
They slice them up, fry them. Yeah.
Well, you fry anything, you can get away with it.
It's true. You got to tell anybody that it's a bull testicle. It's just like, oh yeah, no, it's just
fried venison.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like always when people are like I don't like Brussels sprouts, for example, but people are like, you'll love mine. And I was like, what's the difference? Let me guess. You'd like baste them in butter and add bacon. You could cut off my right leg, baste it in butter and add bacon. I'd probably eat the shit. Like, that doesn't mean that I like Brussels sprouts. Like, that just means that I love butter and bacon and I'm willing to clog up those arteries.
Yeah, let's do that shit. So, horny yoga instructor Trudy dips to the other. Wait, I want to talk about Trudy dipping was rude as hell for her.
Yeah,
fine. I'm with FaZe on love, and he's probably like 38, and I'm 20. He can't keep up with me and all the things, all the fun shit I want to do. Fine, you know, you got invited to this thing because this other couple is about to get divorced and is trying to conceive a baby. And if we're not around, we all get booted or some shit. You can leave your man later and then go party wherever in Chicago, listen to Chief Keef, okay? But like, just show up for like one more day of the couple's retreat nonsense. It's all mad at Trudy. But again, they didn't give her anything good. They didn't give a single redeeming thing really to her.
See, you know what? No. I don't even really blame Trudy because you know what? FaZe on Love, he's a grown man. I don't know his character name. He's FaZe on Love. He's a grown man who has a 20-year-old girlfriend and has brought her to a resort. And honestly, his intention, as was everyone else's intention, was to be there to have fun. So really, he misled her. Plus, he's also like, there's like a maturity gap. Like, if she wants to go have some fun while you stand by to help your homies out, that's honestly what it's, that should have been the conversation from the get. But no, he wanted to be whoop-de-wop, you know, old man, I can't move, whoop-de-wop, you know. You're just gonna have to stay with me. If I was Trudy, I'd have ran off too. That's just me.
But also, like, the therapy angle, like, it's like I came to go to an island, ride a jet ski, have some fun with his friends, and like get my cheeks clapped. And instead, I'm in group therapy with a man I've known for 90 days about our relationship and where we're going. And I'm 20,
and all he's talking about is his wife.
Yeah, like, yeah, oh, not mad. Yeah,
nah, gone.
Yeah, I mean, they're separated, they're not divorced yet, but it's like, well, this is gonna, if you're trying to get divorced, it's gonna fuck your shit up. Yeah, but she runs off, and then they do the thing where they go on the boats, and they're trying to get over there, and then it's a thunderstorm, and Kristen Bell's getting nitpicked by Jason Bateman, because they're so focused, and it's great how focused they are, it's great how they can verbalize their shit, but it's so emotional. It's robotic. It's like fucking a robot, probably. She swims to shore. Then the girls go one way, the guys go another. And Jon Favreau, we haven't talked about Jon Favreau shit the whole time. So Jon Favreau is with Charlotte from Sex and the City. They had a kid in high school, and he was the best in high school. He could throw a football over the mountains. And actually, he was the fullback, but whatever. He was a fucking fullback. Calm down.
Oh, I know.
Most teams barely have a fullback. You block, and you're in power formation. That's it. Relax. So, whatever. They had a kid. They stayed together. Listen to Hey Ya if you want to understand their relationship. And I love Hey Ya. And yeah, so both of them are trying to cheat. Chris and Davis is going to have an easier time of it because she looks good. Yeah, and he looks like Jon Favreau. It's like, hey, listen, you write great. You write great.
You know what? Let me advocate for John here. I think out of all the dudes, he looked pretty good. He looked the best out of the fathers. You know, it's a very handsome Jon Favreau.
It's not like Quentin Tarantino. Like this is like, Quentin Tarantino's a man. You can't find a good angle. If he's never had sex. There's
Quentin
no way.
Tarantino's had sex. Inconceivable.
There's no way.
Yeah, inconceivable. Because he can't have kids.
Can he not have kids?
No. As in, like, oh, he hasn't fucked, so he can't have children. I don't know shit about his testicles. Sorry. I don't know if you're excited or concerned.
You can confirm it here. He is. He's a eunuch.
You lost the word for
honestly. I did.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of myself, but I'm going to go with eunuch. Whatever. He's unfuckable, and Jon Favreau should feel good about himself.
Is Quentin Tarantino married?
No.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
No.
Is this the tangent we want to go
on? It is. He's still in a Hollywood Video in like Alaska, just renting VHS tapes of a horror movie from 1986.
He gave us Kill Bill Volume 1, okay? And Jackie Brown and Django. Is that end of list?
I mean, no, he's had like good movies. It's just his
he's weird.
Looks are is not he's not like he's not like a yeah, exactly.
Poor man. We'll pray for you, Quentin. And so they're on Eden East, and Jon Favreau trying to get his dick wet. Vince Vaughn he pissed off his wife by being a giant jackass this whole movie. Jason Bateman pissed off his wife, not by being a giant jackass, but being like we described, fucking android. And Faison loves, I need to find Trudy. She's 20. You're too old. You are way too old for her. Severely.
It's just a lot.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
If you take your, I estimate he's 38. Take your age divided by 2, add 7. 38 divided by 2, that's a 1, 8, 9, 9 plus 7. 26 is the youngest. And that's even 26 with a 38-year-old's gross to me. She's 20. Ew. I rebuke it.
Yeah, if you can't legally take someone to a bar, maybe you shouldn't take them home.
That's, that's a great starting point. Hey, man, listen, she's not. She can't legally drink, and if you've taken her to a resort with alcohol.
Yeah, he's like international waters. Like, if you're banking on international waters, she's too young for you, bro.
Like, this is some SVU.
She's on the
shit.
East side of the island doing body shots, so it's like she has a fake. You are 38 dating a girl with a fake.
Oh, they're definitely.
And in 2021, it wouldn't even match her vax card, so now she's double fucked.
Thank God folks are asking for vax card, but nobody in Oakland is.
Same with the burbs.
Oh yeah. Well, Napa, it's like, oh, we saw you at the club. It's fine.
Yeah.
The club being
how's country. The trust fund, David? Is it doing well?
The wine tasting.
Oh yes.
The vineyard.
It smells like a white. Indeed.
Nothing about Napa.
Yeah, that's all we got. Wine. Yeah. Anyway. They go there, they run, the girls, the ladies, the women, run into yoga instructor Salvador. He's hanging hog, swimming naked, and Kirsten Davis is like, let me talk to you for a moment. So they're out on the dance floor. And then Faison Love, he runs into his OG wife.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a name? Anyone?
She.
Oh, I know the actress.
Oh.
She's from
my
Empire.
Surprise.
Fuck. I want to say it's like Sasha something.
Tasha Smith. Fuck.
That's it.
I don't know on the last name. I'm like 89% sure on Sasha.
It's Tasha. I'm on IMDb. I'm cheating.
Oh, it's Tasha, not Sasha.
Yeah, but okay. Kudos to Garrett.
I didn't close.
Yeah, he said I know her.
I like Empire. It's a dope show.
Yeah. Empire.
Yeah, fuck you, Bunker. I just don't watch CSI Las Vegas, so I didn't know about which ice was on the show. I just knew there was an ice. I don't watch shows meant for 65 and up. If you're on a fucking life support trying to watch some ads, I don't watch those shows.
I really don't watch that shit anymore. However, when I was a kid, sick from home, NCIS is all that's on like USA for like 8 hours at a time.
Yeah.
And so yeah, Leroy Jethro Gibbs. This white man's name was Leroy Jethro. Anyway, he solved all sorts of naval crime.
Cartoon Network is not on cable, my boy. You could access that.
Cartoon Network?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm this is like when I was in early high school, so I was probably felt too world old for like Cartoon Network.
So you jumped to NCIS? Yo.
I'm an old soul.
Yo.
What program am I on? Today, if I was hard up enough, I will sit through an episode of SpongeBob.
I mean, yeah.
Exactly.
Like a current episode or a classic?
If you said, do you want to watch CSI whatever the fuck, or you want to watch an episode of SpongeBob, I'm taking the Bob.
That's an interesting question. I'm an old soul. What are you gonna do? I watched Matlock when I was a kid.
Speaking of interesting questions, we got to get this in. Yeah, fuck this whole conversation we're having. I'm taking us in a new direction.
Okay.
So they're all at some point in the movie, again, fuck the plot, fuck the movie, fuck the film. This is us bullshitting. You know what you signed up for if you're this
people. Amen.
But like, at some point, they're all gathered in this like little spa area. I'm assuming they have like a dude section and a women's section. And they're all, they're together. And John Favreau is talking about like cheating, right? Like, is it wrong if I, you know, he's basically like, you've never cheated on your wife. Like, really, you've never cheated? And he's like, no, I've never fucking cheated. And he's like, well, you've never even gone to like the, what is it?
The highlight reel.
The highlight reel. He's like, the highlight reel is cheating. And they're like, well, I'm assuming just by saying it, most people should know what this is. But if you don't, highlight reel, you're having sex. You're like, I'm not really all that turned on by my wife because we've been married for 40 years or my girlfriend or whatever. So you go to a highlight reel of times you've had sex or things that you've seen in the world. And then that's what gets you into it. So he's like, it's the same thing. And Vince Vaughn's like, you're telling me right now you cannot tell the difference between the highlight reel and physically cheating on your wife. And then they bring in, what's his, I don't know why I wanted to go with Gary Busey, but that is not his name. What's his name?
Jason Bateman?
Old Jason Bateman. There we go.
That's Gary Bird.
Not Gary Busey. I don't know. And Jason Bateman's like, yeah, no, that is not the same thing at fucking all. So, but then they do pose a question that I want to pose to both of you. Is the highlight reel cheating? I'm going to stake my claim. It's not cheating.
Is the highlight reel cheating? I would say it's not cheating, but I'll also say there's your lack of presence is indicative of something that you should probably interrogate.
Yeah. Okay.
Confirm the highlight reel is simply I am sleeping with person A, and while so doing so, my mind is thinking about persons B, C, D, E, F, G.
I will say I've done this before. Sometimes you can have a highlight reel of person A while having sex with person A of just a better time with person A. I have also had that.
Well, that's hang up and hang out, I think. That one is let me that one's like they're right like, there.
Fuck, Thursday hits so much better than Sunday. So you're like, well, let's go back to Thursday.
That's interesting. That one definitely isn't cheating. Now that one, no one needs to know. Fucking A. Yeah.
Well, no one needs to know. You never bring up the highlight reel. Like, you're never going to find yourself in an instance where afterwards you're like, that was on the highlight reel.
Like, it's a crime that nobody can prove.
Exactly.
But the general highlight reel? I'll say no. Because, yeah, I'll just say no. I don't even have a reason. I'm speaking from the heart.
There we go. Yeah. Okay. Look inward, investigate it, but it's not cheating.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Wait, which couple in this movie do you think you are? Which couple do you find yourself most, I've been there with?
Jason Bateman makes me sad. I'm going to go no on that. I've never cheated. So I'm going to go with not Vince Vaughn or what other guy?
John Favreau. John Favreau's like, oh, we're staying together for the kid.
I've never dated anyone 18 years younger than me after a divorce as part of some sort of
don't be too
desperate grab to stay relevant. I don't want to identify as Vince Vaughn. I've spent my entire life not wanting to identify as Vince Vaughn or the other jackass from the Mall Cop movie. That's 100% you. I don't want to be Vince. Fuck, I'm Vince Vaughn. I hate it.
Yeah, you got a lot of quips. You're tall. You got dark hair. Yeah, you've been. Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
that's I know.
You. Yeah. Can I abstain?
Can you abstain?
No,
this is that's gross.
I had to be Vince Vaughn. You have to pick somebody.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm picking Jon Favreau.
Well, that's not a who do you is that a who you want to be, or which relationship do you most be like, oh, I've been there?
Which relationship do I feel like I've most been there? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. These are all grown ass married people, so we're like, fuck if I know.
You but... feel me? It's like it's not Vince Vaughn. The fuck is you talking about? It's not Vince Vaughn. Mm-hmm. It's not Faison Love. Mm-mm. I guess in terms of like nitpicking like the minutia of everything, some single thing we do, like on some like mutually neurotic shit, then Jason Bateman.
Same. Yeah. I've definitely been or am. I think I tweeted the other day. When I'm not girlfriends reference. Quincy, have you watched Girlfriends? This is a millennial thing.
One episode, but yeah, like yeah. Y'all got it.
Yeah, we old heads got like when I'm not being William, I'm being Joan. Joan, Tracy Ellis Ross character, I have spreadsheets in charge and I'm in my own head. And that's kind of who Jason Bateman, Kristen Bell are here. That's who I kind of relate to. Yeah.
I never watched Girlfriend, so that meant nothing to me, but I am very
But you watched Empire.
He's weird.
You're a strange man.
I know. I pick and choose at random. Honestly, I might as well just throw a dartboard at content and be like, I guess this is me tonight.
What got you into Empire?
Fucking the ads eventually after a while. You know what it was actually? It was Cuba being in a dark place. And then I was like, let's just go down this fucking rabbit hole.
Cuba? With
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Hmm? We caught you lacking again. That's not Cuba
because,
Gooding Jr.
Because he brought it up in an interview.
Oh, okay.
It was not because he's on the show. It's because he was talking about like what he was going on. It was like he was talking about one of the questions on one of these like fucking.
Was it like a late night?
No, it's like a press junket. And he was like, what are you watching right now? And he listed like five different shows. And this was on like the 10th video of me being like, what is going on with this motherfucker? And he was like, one of my favorite shows right now is Empire. And then I looked at the trailer for Empire and I was like, I'm not really watching anything right now. And so I went with that.
Did you finish Empire?
No, I got 3.5 seasons in.
That's about where everyone falls off. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Smollett got into some nonsense that it's not for, I can't even begin to break it down because I forget exactly what happened. One unimportant thing we forgot, fucking Jango Fett / Boba Fett.
Maura Morrison, I actually was just about to bring this up. The way that they did this, man. Hey, listen, man, Maura Morrison, if you ever are going to listen to this show, and I mean ever, I just want you to know, we see you, we see the pain. You know what I'm saying? You carry this movie on your back, right? They put you in a BS Islander role and you still did what you had to do. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got your lines off. You know what I'm saying? You was hungry. We get it. So nobody faulting you. It's all it's Vince Vaughn's fault, really. Mm. It's Vince Vaughn's fault, really. So you know what?
Yeah.
That's it. That's my piece. We love you and we support you, Jango / Boba.
Yeah. But you know, listen, he's got the Book of Boba Fett coming to Disney Plus this December. # ad, # sponsored. And so yeah, he's got his stuff coming. It went like this.
He's eating, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He in his DLC era, you feel me? Like
with fucking oh my god, what's her name? The woman who played the assassin in Mandalorian season 2, and she was also in motherfucking Ming-Na Wen.
Ming-Na Wen, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, both of them, like y'all eat now. Eat now. You've sacrificed so much.
Okay. She's been eating because she's got those residuals from ER. She's like in the middle of that shit. That's
oh, she was in ER?
Yeah, buddy. She's older than she looks, respectfully. So, she's been around the world. And
I had no idea.
Yeah. Oh, the movie ends. Here's how it ends. Everyone meets Jon Favreau punches yoga instructor and makes out with Kristen Davis. Yes. Then Vince Vaughn and Malin Ackerman are like, yo, let's go into the waterfall and reconnect. And then Jason Bateman and Kristen Bell get drunk, so they loosen up, and then Faison Love finds his former wife and they like reconnect and he's like, Trudy, be free. It's like, but how are you paying to get home? Whatever, she probably got a ticket. Cool. Movie ends. They didn't get in trouble. Some Guitar Hero was played. It was very stupid. Yeah, and Chris and
montage of them having fun while not in character, because we know that that's the whole point of them, you know, doing this movie.
They pulled a Sandler. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the end of the movie. Who did you love, Quincy? Who are your favorite characters? If you had to pick, like, oh, they maybe kind of laughed the most.
Honestly, I definitely fucked with Tamora Morrison. You feel me? That's my guy. I actually think that the Jason Bateman, Kristen Bell relationship was probably the only one that had some sort of like actual, like, you know, dynamic to it. Mm-hmm. So I mess with them. Vince Vaughn can go fuck himself. I don't care if he hears this. You are you're the lowest common denominator to me as far as leading men in Hollywood ever. That's honestly very pointed. I didn't even really mean to be that aggressive, but honestly, I stand by it. John Favreau, funny. You know, Kristen Davis, funny. I think the movie probably could have just been better about them. They would have been a better, you know, leading couple.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say it's Tamora Morrison, Jason Bateman, and Kristen Bell.
Fascinating. Garrett, how about you? Who'd you love?
If everyone in this movie was gunned down in the first 30 seconds, I would have been Jesus, like, honestly, Christ. It's fine.
I agree.
But they picture, weren't. But damn.
But they weren't. So unfortunately, I have to pick someone that I enjoyed. Fuck.
The Faison's, yoga guy has life.
Faison's girl wasn't. She didn't do anything wrong. She didn't do anything. A bad vacation. I know I hated her writing, but like she didn't do anything wrong.
Actually, I'll add her to the list. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
The extras, like the hotel, like the helpers,
staff.
Yeah. Shout out to extras. Yeah. Let's get as far away from the main cast and into that speaking role in this film as possible.
Because I don't hate John.
You know what? Shout out Oiled Up Verizon Man. I give you a lot of shit, but like you dedicated yourself to a diet and exercise regimen. You oiled up and you pumped
the yoga instructor. Wives.
And if that isn't goals, I don't know what is.
Yeah, he was having a great time. And hell, quite frankly, he himself, I don't even think he thought to himself, oh yeah, I'm being scandalous. He's like, yes, this is how I teach yoga. And nobody has ever corrected him.
Literally.
Yeah.
He was probably being very innocent the whole movie.
Yeah, he's like, what? I don't even know if he was really trying to fuck Kristen Davis at the end. Nah,
he was probably trying to give a private lesson.
Yeah. I ain't gonna let my wife get no private lessons.
Punch.
What else? Do each of the couples last?
Vince Vaughn, no. He didn't learn a single lesson that entire movie. Basically, Vince Vaughn got to be a jackass for the entire movie, and then when they were like, oh wait, he needs to have plot development, they just had him turn around and tell everybody, hey, you guys all suck and I'm learning and I'm better and I'm gonna fix you with my wife. And he continues to be the same. They said he was a bulldozer, like the therapist. And he continued to bulldoze everybody in the whole movie. So it's like, nah, like this guy's not it.
Yeah. So he was a dick. His wife was kind of expressionless. Malin Ackerman didn't have a lot going on. She was just like, I'm hot and I raise these kids and I'm pleasant. I'm trying to remodel this house. What more do you want from me? It's like, hey, no, you've done enough, honey. You want a drink? Yeah, on Letterboxd, all the top complaints, like, all the wives are hotter than their husbands. What is this?
Yeah, it's
like,
very much so.
Have you never seen Simpsons, Family Guy, or anything?
This Bob's is how Burgers. Goes.
Everything with Seth Rogen, you know? This is a strong tradition.
Hogue is like, hang on, let me pull up out of, I want to fuck all the animated wives on shows. Let me find one real world woman.
Don't want to fuck Lois Griffin. Marge, when her hair is down. I didn't have a third one. March when her hair is down. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Last question, because I know Garrett's got to go. Rate the movie on a scale of 1 to 10.
That would be to legitimize it as a movie.
Ooh.
Wow. Is that a zero?
I can't even say that.
Ooh.
I don't want to.
The worst movie you've ever seen.
No, that would be When the Bow Breaks.
Ooh, I've never
heard of that.
Yeah, you give it a watch.
With that review.
Or a Girl Like Grace. Let's see here. I'll just give it a zero. I'll give it a zero.
Oh, there you go.
Like a hate watch zero. No, not even that. It's just a strong don't approach.
Just a straight up zero.
Yeah.
Garrett, how about you?
Yeah. Flaccid 3. Like, it's so flaccid, it's basically a high two, but like it rounds up sometimes.
I apologize for burping over your answer. That was disrespectful.
I'll never forgive you.
Yeah. I gave it like a 2 out of 5, which rounds to a 4. It's a 4.
Whoa, okay.
I think I have some grade inflation in general. Like, I'm a soft grader. And I like the actors. Like, I like Vince Vaughn, I think, more than most people.
Yeah.
Like, for example, his character in season 2 of True Detective, I enjoyed. He had some good quotes. He said, never do anything out of hunger, not even eat. And I was like, bars. So I've high Vince Vaughn tolerance. Chris and Davis can get it. And so I coasted through. I watched it once, took notes, and I'll never watch it again on purpose, but it's not
great.
Yeah.
Well, what's the average of our scores here?
You know? Man, I should do the math on that, but I'll have to go back to all of our episodes, find the numbers, and put an Excel sheet together.
I'm talking about the three of us.
Oh,
come on now. Dude, so we had a 3, a 4, and a 0. That's 7 divided by 3. That's what, 3.333? Mm. That seems fine.
He majored in econ.
Yeah, it's a flaccid 3.
That's a flaccid 3.
That's a flaccid 3.
A flaccid 3. Couples retreat. Quincy, thank you so much for coming on today. Look at this camera. Look at that camera. Look at that camera. What do you want to plug? Drop your apps so people can possibly follow, etc.
Y'all can find me on Instagram at QNQuanta. That's at QNKWONTA. I'm not going to give you all my Twitter. Actually, I'll give you all my Twitter. At Quincy Nicaragua. No caps, no caps, whatever. It's just literally Quincy and the country Nicaragua. Don't ask me why. That's my at, or you could. Things to plug. I'm currently selling a PS5, but I think it'll be sold by the time that this podcast goes live. And honestly, just keep your eyes peeled. I'm just working on some things that I don't want to really put out into the airwaves right now. But y'all will see them soon.
Mm-hmm. I feel you, and I feel that. And thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate you. This is a lot of fun. You. Yeah. At Podcast Bromance, anchor.fm/bromancepod, etc. If you're this deep in the show, you know where the fuck we're at. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Bromance Podcast is sponsored by listeners like you and by Golden Lux Candles. Don't just talk about it, be about it. Want that love that you see in the rom-coms? Check out Golden Lux Candles with intentional candles ready to be set. They're featuring their That's the Way Love Goes candle right now on their website. This candle is charged with the intention of love. Are you looking to open your heart to love? Whether your intention is self-love, platonic love, romantic love. Okay, I'm sorry. This is more times I've said love than ever. And I'm about to get Beetlejuiced, you know? It's like, no, my kryptonite.
Ah. Eric never finds love again because you said it 3 times in a mirror with these candles lit.
Yeah, it's like Bloody Mary. But yeah, no, go to Golden Lux Candles or on Instagram at Golden, LUXE, Candles. And then from there, you can go to their Etsy shop. If you use code BROMANCE, you can get a discount, you know? So Golden Lux Candles. They have candles dedicated to love, but these aren't just like light it and it smells like something. These are candles infused with intentions. Now, I read all the Harry Potter books. I know a lot about magic, witchcraft. So like, you know, I presume within these candles, there's like your lover's hair will be implanted into these candles. And that when you burn it, you know, they'll then want just you.
Set a Polyjuice potion on fire is really what we're putting down here.
So remember, go to Instagram, go to at Golden, LUXE, Candles. Use promo code BROMANCE, all caps, BROMANCE. Get yourself a candle.